阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的祷告会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon prayer session.
来唱诗410首。
Please sing hymn 410.
在先知书里面，神借着先知重复的传达一句话。
In the book of prophets, through the prophets, Lord kept on reminding people one thing.
就是你们要回转向我，我就转向你们。
Which is that all mankind has to return to God.
我们来看撒迦利亚书第一章。
Let's look at Zechariah.
第一章
Chapter 1,
第三节
Verse 3，
在旧约圣经最后的第二卷，撒迦利亚书第一章第三节
Zechariah Chapter 1, Verse 3，
所以你要对以色列人说，万军的神如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们，这是万军的神说的。
Therefore, tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord, and I will return to you.
这里两次说这是神说的。
Here twice it says that this is the statement from the Lord Almighty.
表示这句话是绝对的真理。
Which means that this is a statement of truth.
这句话是值得我们思考的。
And this is a statement worth of our pondering.
神说你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
God says that, return to me, and I will return to you.
想想看，如果夫妻两个人脸不对看，这是什么关系？
If you think about it, between a wife and a husband, if you talk without looking at each other or don't look at each other, then what does that mean?
这可能是吵架吧。
Perhaps you are in an argument.
但是有一天，如果丈夫转过来看太太，太太转过来看先生，那这个就表示他们和好。
But if a husband looks at the wife and the wife looks back at the husband while they're talking, then perhaps they are reconciled.
父母跟子女也是这样啊。
Same thing with the relationship between parents and children.
如果子女不看父母，父母也不看子女，那这是什么关系？
Children, parents do not look at each other, and what sorts of relationship is that?
但是如果父母转向子女，子女转向父亲，这个关系就很好了。
But if the parents and the children can look upon onto each other, then they must have good relationships.
我们跟神的关系是互动的。
And our relationship with God is a mutual relationship.
我们常常觉得说神看不见，好难哦，要怎么跟神建立关系？
Many times we may think to ourselves, God is very abstract. We cannot see Him. So how can we establish a good relationship with Him?
神这么伟大，我这么渺小，我祷告神怎么要听呢？
God is so mighty, and I am very minute and insignificant. So how can I pray to Him?
神这么圣洁，我这么多罪，那我祷告神怎么会愿意来理我的祷告呢？
God is very holy and I am very sinful. So how can I pray to God in such that He will accept my prayers?
所以我们把很多神人之间的关系把那个问号都打在神的上面。
So a lot of times in our relationships between us and God, A lot of times we have big question marks at God, towards God.
但是这里说, 你如果转向我, 我就转向你们。
But here in this verse it says that God told us that return to me and I will return to you.
所以神一直在等。
So God is waiting for us.
等看有没有人愿意回转向他。
Waiting for people to want to return to him.
然后神就要回转向这个人。
And in turn, God will turn to that person.
那这个关系就建立起来。
Then that relationship is established.
而且这个人的体验就会很丰富。
And then that person shall experience God.
所以如果我们信耶稣以后都没有体验。
If after believing in Christ, we have not received any experience from God.
或者我们对神的体验越来越薄弱。
Or that we start to feel like we have lacking in experiences from God.
我们要开始来审查我们自己。
We must start to examine ourselves.
到底哪一些我们要回转。
We must examine and see if there's anything, any area for us to return, turn back on.
你就看到神在回转向我们。
Then you shall see God turning back to us.
我想跟大家来, 查考几方面的回转。
I'd like to study a couple of points on turning back.
信仰的最重要一个关键是我们的心。
The most important factor in our faith is our hearts.
我们看, 耶利米书29章。
Let's look at
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah
13节
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13
在921 29章13节 13节说你们寻求我若专心寻求我就必寻见
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
神说, 你专心寻求我就必寻见。
God says that if you seek me with all your heart, then you shall find me.
我们在这里参加联合会啊, 这个就在寻求神。
The fact that we're here attending the spiritual convocation is, shows that we are seeking God.
那什么叫做就必寻见?
What does it mean that we shall find him?
就是你祷告得圣灵。
That means, for instance, when you pray, you shall receive the Holy Spirit.
我们祷告必圣灵充满。
When you pray, you shall be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们听道理有感受。
When we receive the words of God, we shall be inspired.
这个叫做, 寻求, 找到神。
That means that we have seeked and found God.
那神已经说, 你一定会找到。
God says that you shall find me.
那我们的条件是要专心。
So the criteria is that we must concentrate.
所以我们能够来教会, 这个帮助我们专心。
The fact that we can come to church, that helps us concentrate.
但是来教会跟专心并不等于是等号。
But coming to church does not equate, or it means automatically we can be concentrating.
我们在教会里面要专心寻求神。
But while sitting in the chapel, we also have to pay attention and concentrate in seeking the words of God.
那在我们日常的生活里面,
and in our daily living,
有一些事情会让我们分心。
There are many things that may sidetrack us or let us go astray.
我们看生命记第六章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
11节
Verse 11
生命记第六章11节
Chapter 6 verse 11
有房屋装满各样的美物非你所装满的有凿成的水井非你所凿的还有葡萄园橄榄园非你所栽种的你吃的而且饱足12节
12
那时你要谨慎免得你忘记 将你从埃及为奴之家领出来的神。这里啊, 神告诉以色列百姓,
Here God tells the Israelites,
说有一种生活情况你们要很谨慎。
There is one type of living circumstance that you must be very be warned about.
就是你们吃的饱足，你们栽种葡萄园收获很多，你们住得很舒服的时候要很谨慎。
That is when your houses are filled with all kinds of good things that you do not, your stomachs are filled and you have a lot of produce in your fields, then you must be alert.
要谨慎什么？
What shall you be alert about?
免得你忘记神。
You must be careful that you do not forget the Lord.
在旷野的生活，他不容易忘记神，因为你没东西吃啊，你只好天天仰望神，看明天有没有拿玛拿下来。
When they were in the wilderness, it was very difficult for them to forget about God because they had to pray and they had to pray to God for their food the next day.
所以他们在天天在走路，也心里大概也在默祷啊，主啊，明天早上玛拿继续吧。
And while they're walking in the wilderness, they must be praying to God that please send down manna tomorrow morning for us to eat.
口渴的时候，也要哪里去拿水呢
？When they are thirsty, they had to worry about where to draw waters from.
磐石流水。
And God gave them water out of stones.
所以他们在缺乏的时候仰望神，在缺乏的时候天天体验神。
So it was a fact that when they were lacking and when they were in need, that they relied and trusted in God.
但是问题就是说，当不没有缺乏的时候。
But the problem lies in circumstances when they don't have the needs or when their stomachs were filled.
当什么都有的时候。
When they have all the good things to have.
人的心要怎么去仰望神，这个就是难的地方。
In those sorts of circumstances, how can we concentrate and have a heart to seek after God?
但是一旦我们的心对神没有仰望，我们跟神的关系就越来越淡薄。
And the moment that we lose that heart of to seek out for God, then we will be lukewarm in our faith.
所以我们现在跟神的关系不是因为我们没有，我们现在跟神的关系因为是我们大家太丰富。
So one of the problems that we may have is not because we are in lacking or in need of something, but it's more like we have too much and we are too fulfilled in our lives.
这个丰富是神的恩典。
Of course, being fulfilled in our lives is a blessing from God.
但是我们整个头脑都在集中，神是给我们这个丰富的恩典，而忘记了是给我们恩典的神。
However, if we use every single one of our thoughts and strength and focusing on these blessings from God, then how can we spare moments to seek after God?
所以主耶稣说，人子降临的日子要跟挪亚的日子一样。
And that's why in the Bible it says that the Son of God shall descend like the days of Noah.
那个时候人照常吃喝嫁娶。
At that time, in time of Noah, people they were very wealthy and they spent a lot of time enjoying themselves.
但是洪水不知不觉来了。
But all of a sudden the flood came.
为什么洪水会不知不觉来呢？
The flood came out of nowhere.
圣经说挪亚常常去传警告。
In the Bible it says that Noah actually tried to warn those people at the time.
那个时候的人怎么对挪亚传警告不知不觉呢？
And how could those people be surprised of the flood if Noah preached to them and warned them?
因为他整个心的专心那一点是吃喝嫁娶。
Because people at the time, all they thought aboutand wanted to do was to focus on their enjoyment of the worldly matters.
那我们一旦专心在吃喝嫁娶，对属灵的事情就会不知不觉。
So once we start to focus on the worldly matters, then we will not be very conscious of the spiritual matters.
所以我们现在太丰富了，所以你真的你的心没有办法专心在神的上面。
So if we are too wealthy,now we may find ourselves not having enough heart to concentrate on God's matters.
因为这样，我们这个信仰就一直在体验，就越来越少。
And because of this, we will start to lose experience from God in our spiritual journey.
所以，怎么在神丰富的恩典当中，继续对神专心一意的寻求他？这个是我们的一种操练。
So it is a type of training in how we can seek after God and in our days of fulfillment and wealth.
所以为了让生活能够专心，生活越简单越好。
So in order for us to be able to concentrate in our spiritual life, then it is actually better to have a more simpler life.
不是说这个 on sale 很便宜就买，需要才买，不需要买这么多做什么？
You don't need to buy things just because they are on sale or it's a wonderful deal. You have to buy it when you have the need to.
因为我们常常在注意哪个地方 on sale, 哪个地方便宜，那个心一旦在那里，圣经怎么看得下去？
Because if all you care about is where the next deal will come from and you try to follow that, how can you concentrate on the words of God?
家里很多东西 有很多你一年的用不到一次。
You may have a lot of things in your house and you may not touch in years.
生活一复杂，我们在灵里面很难专心。
Once you complicate your lives and add on to your worldly materialistic things, then it's very difficult for you to concentrate on the words of God.
为什么我们现在跟神的关系越来越淡薄？因为太丰富，没有办法专心。
First thing we have to ask ourselves is that whether because the fact that we can't concentrate in seeking after God is because we're too wealthy and too fulfilled in our worldly lives.
好，我们再来看第二点。
Second point.
先看以赛亚书。
Let's go to Book of Isaiah.
好，以赛亚书的五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
好，以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
好，十五节。
Verse 15.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我要住在至。我住在至高至圣的所在，也要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，使谦卑的灵魂苏醒，使痛悔人的心灵苏醒。五十七章十五节。
Chapter 57, verse 15. For this is what the high and lofty one says, He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
这里说神住在至高至上。
Here it says that God lives up at a high and lofty place.
再上去没有了，他最高。
That means there's no higher place or holier place after that.
那神是永远长存的。
And God lives forever.
那神的名是圣的。
Also, his name is holy.
他住的地方是圣所。
He lives in a holy place.
这个神当然是高不可及啊，我们什么也比不上。
And of course, that God, of course, then himself is uncomparable to anything else.
但是下面说，他要跟人同居。
But here it says that he shall also be with who is contrite.
他要住在我们里面。
He will live in our hearts.
他要充满在我们里面。
He will be filled in us.
那如果这样的话，我们人对神的体验就很清、很丰、
If that's the case,
很清楚。
Then our understanding and our experience towards God should be very clear.
但是人需要改变。
However, mankind must change.
怎么改变
？How shall we change?
要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
It says here that God shall be with those who are contrite and lowly in spirit.
心灵痛悔谦卑是什么？
What does that mean?
就是对我们自己的灵性一个检讨。
It means we have to have, we have to go through an examination of our spirit.
常常觉得说，为什么我信主几十年了，灵性都不能进步？
We must ask ourselves, how come I believe in God for more than 10 or 20 years, but I still cannot improve in my spirituality?
为什么信主这么久，对世界还是这么看重？
We have to ask ourselves, why is it that I've believed in God such a long time, but I still emphasize this world?
所以我们在神面前有一种亏欠。
We have to have that sort of guilt and a heart of contrite.
那这样神就会进到我们里面。
Only through that type of spirit, then God shall enter our hearts.
所以神希望人呢、这个心呢、神愿意进到人的心呢，就是对自己的灵性有一个痛悔又谦卑的人。
God desires those people that have a contriteful heart, remorseful heart towards their own spirituality.
两个人在圣殿祷告。
There's two people praying in the chapel.
哦，那法利赛人说，我不像他，我禁食，我守安息日，我限食一圈。
The Pharisee says to the other, I'm not like the other person. I keep the commandments. I give tithe.
不错，他比别人好。
It is perhaps true that he is a better person in that area, in those areas.
神的面前，他缺乏的是痛悔跟谦卑。
However, in front of God's presence, the Pharisee is lacking in a contrite and remorseful heart.
但是税吏来就不是这样。
But the tax collector,
他知道他自己很犯很多罪。
He's different. He is very remorseful. He acknowledges the fact that he's a sinner.
所以他捶胸，我不配。
Therefore, he beat on his own chest and says that he is not worthy of God.
他痛悔，他谦卑。
He is remorseful and he repents.
结果主耶稣说，那个税吏比法利赛人更有义。
So Jesus said that the tax collector is more righteous than the Pharisee in that case.
神听他的祷告。
And God will listen to the tax collector instead of the Pharisee.
所以我们要在神面前呢，跟神建立关系，我们需要有这个痛悔谦卑的心。
In order for us to establish a good relationship with God, we must have a contriteful and remorseful spirit.
我们现在的生活哈，比起圣经那种圣洁的标准来讲，其实差很多。
In our daily living, the level of holiness compared to the time of the Bible is very far-fetched.
所以我们如果真的要神来亲近我们啊，我们一定要在这个地方真的回转改变。
So in order, if we want God to approach us and abide with us, we really have to focus on this area.
好，我们再看五十八章。
Let's continue to read chapter 58.
五十八章的第三节。
Verse 3.
他们说，我们禁食，你为什么不看见？我们刻苦己心，你为什么不理会呢？
They said, why have we fasted? They said, and you have not seen it. Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed?
当时有一些人不但祷告，而且禁食祷告。
At that time, there were folks that were praying, and not only so, they were fasting.
禁食祷告是比祷告更进一步。
Fasting prayer is a higher level of prayer.
诸位，我不晓得你有没有试过，禁食祷告不简单。
Not sure if any one of you have tried it. It's not a very simple thing to do.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们生活太好，我没有办法禁食。
It's hard because we are used to a good life, and it's really difficult for us to not eat.
非洲人呢，你叫他禁食两餐，小意思。
If you ask an African member to fast for a couple of times, it's a piece of cake to them.
因为他肚子常常是空的，两餐这本来就是小意思。
Because they're used to living in hunger and not go a couple of times without a meal.
但是对我们来讲啊，我们肚子常常是饱的，禁食很难。
But to us, our stomachs are always full with delicious food, so it's very difficult to fast.
但是其实禁食是一个很有力量的祷告方式。
But in actuality, fasting prayer is a very effective way of praying.
因为这时候这在神面前刻苦己心。
Because in front of God, you are basically being very sincere and trying to overcome your weakness.
而且禁食有个还有一个好处，让你肚子稍微休息一下吧。
Also, there's a good health. It's good for our health too. Sometimes it's good to give your stomach a break.
所以主耶稣说，这一类的鬼如果没有禁食，他不出来。
Lord Jesus Christ once said that if you don't fast, then the demon will not depart from you.
所以很多信仰冷淡哦，表面上看起来这是什么什么世界的引诱，其实是魔鬼做工。
Sometimes people may be lukewarm in faith. Sometimes it's not of the other temptation of this world, but rather it's the doings of the devil.
有一个父亲替小孩子祷告。
One time there was a father praying for his child.
因为小孩子都没有来聚会。
Because his child no longer comes to church.
他祷告完啊，他这样祷告一段时间。
After spending some time in his prayer.
有一天，这个父亲祷告完要睡觉，倒下去。
One time, one day after his prayer, he was about to sleep.
魔鬼从窗户跳进来。
All of a sudden, Satan jumped into the window into the house.
说你怎么一直为你孩子祷告
？And ask him how come you keep on praying for your child.
我要让你好看。
And I will give you difficulty.
真的，人的信仰冷淡，一直贪爱世界，常常是魔鬼在作工。
Indeed, sometimes when we are lukewarm in our faith or we long after the world, sometimes it's because of the obstruction and doings of Satan.
所以禁食祷告很重要。
So fasting prayers are very important.
但是这里说，为什么我们连禁食你也不听呢？
But here it says that why is it that after we fasted that we have not still, you have not hear our prayer?
到第九节。
Verse 9.
那时你求告神，他必应允你；你呼求，他必说：“我在这里。”
Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and He will say, "Here I am."
到第九节，祷告就很有力量。
Verse 9, all of a sudden, shows the effectiveness of prayers.
因为祷告，神就应允。
Because when we pray, God will answer our prayers.
你呼求，他就说：“我在这里。”
When we call after the Lord, the Lord shall say to us, "Here am I."
那从第三节到第九节就在讲改变。
So from verse 3, between verse 3 and verse 9, it discusses how this transformed.
就是当时有一些人，他虽然禁食，但是他的生活没有改变，没有回转。
Basically, at the time, those folks that were fasting without seeing good results, it was because they had some things that they haven't changed in their lives.
所以他祷告没有效。
Therefore, even their fasting prayers weren't effective.
那从第七节开始，这个开始改变。
Starting from verse 7, we see the transformation in their lives.
所以祷告就发生功效。
After that, then their prayers were effective.
所以如果我们一直祷告都没有发生功效，可能现在我们问题不在乎祷告，问题是在生活当中有哪一点呢？神要我们改变没有改变。
So if you're in a situation where you feel that you've prayed, but there's no fruit of your prayers, maybe it's not because of your prayers, it's because of certain areas in your life that you must change and transform.
所以如果我们的祷告再加上我们真的在神面前，我们愿意在生活中有改变，我们的祷告会很有功效。
So with our prayers, in addition to our improvements and transformation in our daily living, then you will see very effective prayers.
所以我们跟神的关系最难的是什么？
So what's the most difficult factor in our relationships with God?
最难的是改变我们自己。
The most difficult part is to change ourselves.
因为神说，你如果改变，我就要改变。
Because God says that if you are willing to change, then I will change.
可见最难是我们的改变。
So that means the most difficult part is to change ourselves.
所以我们第一个就是祷告，求神帮助我，让我能够回转向你。
The first thing that we must pray to God is to ask God to help us, to give us strength so we could have the ability to change and return to Him.
从今以后，我要把你当作我生活最重要的。
We must be determined that from this moment onward, we have to magnify God in our lives.
那这样我们这样改变，你就发现我们心里就一直有体验。
Through those types of transformation, then you shall receive experiences in your spiritual lives.
帮助我，让我从今生活能够圣洁。
We should pray to God to ask God for help so that we may live a holy life and be filled with His Spirit.
那我们开始就对神有体验。
Then we will receive experiences.
那我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we will pray together.
感谢主，我们有一些得圣灵。
Thank God this time we have a few people that received the Holy Spirit.
如果你要求圣灵，请你跪在第一排。
If you would like to ask for the Holy Spirit or pray for the Holy Spirit, please kneel in the first row.
那你要求恩典，要接受按手祝福的，请你跪在第二排之后。
And if you would like to ask for pastors or pray for gifts or other matters, then kneel on the second row.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray.